The show must go on. This is written exactly the same time as These Are the Days of Our Lives, the Innuendo album, and it's hard even for me to remember. It's mainly me who put this together, or wrote it, as you would say. But I can hardly remember where it came from. It was inspired by some things that Roger and John and Freddie had been fiddling around with in the studio. They'd left bits of tape lying around, I think. And suddenly this song came into my head and I could not shake it. It was a real dreadful obsession kind of thing. And it was going around, because it is a cyclic sequence. And all I could think of for weeks was this, the sequence and how to make it work. And the words came as well. The words came very quickly. And I remember saying to Freddie, you know, I'm calling it The Show Must Go On, but it's a bit, obviously we can't use that as a title, you know. And he went, yeah, you can. I said, well, isn't it kind of too predictable? And he went, no, it's great. We work. And we actually sat down together and wrote some words together. We got about three quarters of a verse done. And then Freddie wasn't very well, and he didn't come back for ages. And during that time, the song kind of flowed out. And I think Roger was, I don't know where you were. You were someplace as well. I remember sitting wrestling with this. And then everybody came back, and I had it demoed.
I wasn't really here there at the genesis of this and birthed this. And I remember it sort of, it was like a dark horse that came up on the outside, and suddenly it was, you know, definitely one of the highlights of the record. And it's a great epic quality to the song, I think. And massively popular in France.
It's one of those things that seems to have always been there in a strange way. I guess so.